Now, the plane crash in India is...
I think that happened as we were getting off the air yesterday, and we saw some of the video, and the headlines, of course, are just nightmare-inducing. The plane was in the air, what, 30 seconds?
Yeah.
Fully loaded, 242 souls on board, and just this gigantic fireball, 55 people on the ground injured, I think 5 missing still.
Terrible.
And then in the afternoon, as the day wears on, you probably saw the same story. One man walked away from the crash.
I want to know where his seat was.
11A.
It's in the exit row. It was in the emergency exit row.
He had his ticket in his hand.
Mm-hmm. He was in the emergency exit row.
But still,
11A.
The plane blew up. It was full of fuel.
And experts said there is no safest seat in the plane.
That's what I was going to say, because if I ever fly again,
you want 11A?
11A.
And I'll need 11B. But but either way, I'm taking 11A. I might even take C.
Yeah. He wants the row. He's going to pay for it.
That's right. He wants the whole
row thing. All right.
Yeah. This guy just started walking away from it.
I mean, he's banged up, but walked away.
Yeah. I mean, he didn't even look all that injured. Of course, he went into...
Well, the video of him walking away is astonishing, because all these people are surrounding him, yelling at him and asking him questions, and he just looks, which you would be, in shock.
Of course.
Just walking down the street where am I? What happened?
It's like that old Jeff Bridges movie called Fearless. He was the only survivor of a terrible plane crash, and he became fearless. He felt nothing could kill him.
He thought he was indestructible.
So he was allergic to strawberries, but ate strawberries at that point because he felt like he was indestructible.
It's almost like the Biggie movie.
Final Destination.
In reverse.
Everybody else.
Or maybe the beginning of one of those, because how do you survive?
I don't know. Nobody can figure that out. I mean, just blind luck, but I mean, everybody else was killed.
Did the impact of the explosion just toss him out an open door?
No, because he said that he...
Jumped?
No, he said he woke up. So I guess he must have passed out, but he woke up surrounded by bodies.
Jeez.
I mean, the plane was engulfed in fireball.
It's the most astonishing thing I've seen in a long time.
Because if you're in an exit row, 11A, I wonder if he was well enough ahead of the wing where... You know, the explosion was safe enough to, but everyone around him is dead.
The person beside him is dead.
Everyone around him is dead.
It's like, what in the world? By the way, there's audio today, too, and video from a passenger on that plane during its last successful flight.
When it landed in India?
When it landed in India, and he was complaining that nothing worked on the plane.
We are almost about to taxi, but... this AC is not working, and as usual, your TV screens are also not working. Neither this button for calling the cabin crew. Nothing is working. Nothing. Not even the light is working.
The light.
Light, screen, air conditioning.
All that not working.
The pilot said, I think, instantly, said, we don't have any lift. It never got, I think, more than 600 feet in the air.
God, how tragic. How awful. And, I mean, the whole thing.
You can't even imagine.
No, you can't. But for that one person to walk away is just stunning.
Today, you're him.
Mm-hmm.
Do you, from here out, say, I'm going to live my life. I'm going to...
My way?
I'm going to be a great person. I'm going to help people. I'm going to work for a charity because I've been given this great second chance. Or do you say, wow, this is it. I'm going to party my ass off.
Charity, work for people, try to do the best you can for other people.
All right, mic's off.
Party my ass off. Come on, I'm finally doing
cocaine.
Finally. All right, mic's back on. Back on.
Cocaine off strippers. Mic's back on. Mic's back on.
Yeah.
Church. Libraries. Endowments.
Mic's off for a minute.
Mic's off.
Ketamine. Definitely trying ketamine. I've heard a lot about it, good and bad. Mic's on.
I'm buying the sphere. Oh, mic on.
Okay. We do the best we can for the homeless. Yeah, and the children.
I eliminate lunch debt for all the kids who can't afford school lunches.
Unbelievable. Now,
Wait, mic's off.
Mic's off.
Two chicks, same time. Immediately, I'll pay for it at this point. Mic's on.